Welcome to It's Your Break. Sit down, relax, and take a break.
Coming up on this mini break, and because it's the week of San Diego Comic-Con in 2018, we're going to talk about the world of voice acting with a guy who has frequented the San Diego Comic-Con several times and has been on our show a few times, Mr. James Arnold Taylor. It's all coming up next. At Shore Shooters, beach photography is our specialty. It's all we do. Our experienced, fun photographers are the best at capturing your vacation memories as they happen. It's real life, candid, and fun, not just posed portraits. And we're not just isolated to one beach. We are in the Alabama Gulf Coast with Dolphin Island, Gulf Shores, and Orange Beach, the Florida Panhandle, Tampa Bay area beaches, Sarasota, Fort Myers, and Hilton Head, South Carolina. To learn more about us, see our pricing options, meet our photographers, see samples of our works, read reviews from our clients, or to schedule your beach photography session, go to shoreshooters.com. That's shoreshooters.com, or call us at 866-856-2435. So what are you waiting for? Go online to shoreshooters.com and schedule your session, and let us help you make memories that last a lifetime. Welcome to It's Your Break. Hi, I'm Jonathan Mertz, and this is our mini break. And like I said in the intro, San Diego Comic-Con is happening right now as we speak in 2018. And if you've never been, which I have not, but I've been to other comic conventions, it's truly an eye-opening experience. I have watched the videos. I'm like, I get an insight of what happens there to a glimpse of somebody's camera view. But if you've been to other conventions, you get a small kind of little tasting of what actually happens. But it's such a huge thing. Oh, they said over 130,000 people will be gracing the convention this weekend in San Diego. That is just mind-boggling. But one of the things that they'll go over, they'll have these panels, and a lot of times they feature voice actors. So voice actors are somebody who, like me, will work solely with their voice. Now, I'm going to spare you me doing my voices and impressions just because I want to focus on this legend, James Arnold Taylor, who's been on our show several times and who I get advice from quite frequently, to be honest. And he's been a true friend. So just imagine you're in a room by yourself, nobody's there, there's a microphone in front of you, and you're recording. But you're going to have a conversation with yourself. And most of the time, it's planned. So inside of that one room, and those conversations that you would have would be maybe one thing. It could be a variety of things. But to give you a better insight, here's what James Arnold Taylor says that a typical day in the vocal booth can be.
Well, you know, in the world of voiceover, it is great because you can work in so many different facets. I can start the day as Obi-Wan Kenobi and Master Plo Koon for Star Wars The Clone Wars, and then move over to Spike TV and do some promos there, and do a little Johnny Test in between, and then go over to Fox Tonight. And that's what I'll be doing after our little break here together. So it's a great time to be a voice actor because there's so many different opportunities for you.
That gives you something to think about, that you could start your day being one person to the next person to the next, just using your voice. You got to admit, that takes a lot of imagination. So here's what James says about how all of these voices start and are put together.
It's just great to think that it all starts in the imagination, and whatever is animated, people then believe. When people watch Fred Flintstone, for example, they're not imagining that it's a 5'4" blonde guy that looks a little more like David Spade in a booth going, yeah, but dab-a-doo, Fred Flintstone, you know, but that's what it is. And that's again, the beauty of voiceover. Or, you know, again, Johnny Test, who's, you know, he's 11 years old and he's really cool and he's fun and he's got a talking dog named Duke and he's totally awesome. But, you know, it's this old guy in a padded room talking to myself.
That's giving you a little bit more perspective. Makes you think about voice acting in a totally different realm. Well, I'm going to try to blow your mind just one more time, because there's another aspect of voice acting that most people don't realize is out there, and it's called voice doubling. Here's what James says it is.
You try to perfect the voice to where you sound just like the person and not a caricature of them. You don't overdo any of it. The tougher ones to do are the ones that are actually close to my regular voice, because it's harder to get someone that sounds like me and get their nuances instead of going back to reverting to my nuances. But a voice like, say, Gilbert Gottfried, who's very different and very loud, and everything he says is very, very loud, you know, that's easy to break into. Fred Flintstone, that's easy to break into because it's different from my voice. But Michael J. Fox was, you know, a little tougher because, again, it's very similar. David Spade is really pretty similar to my own voice. No, it's just one of those things where you just find the little hitches that they are doing that your voice isn't doing, and you attach yourself to that.
Now that's actually kind of cool. To listen to previous episodes where I've interviewed James, go to itchyourbreak.com, especially if you're listening to us on the podcast services out there. Also, you can run over to jamesarnoldtaylor.com and check him out for yourself. All of his demos are on his website, as well as a picture of him if you're just curious to see what he looks like. I love this stuff, if you can't tell. Well, thank you for listening to It's Your Break, and again, please support our sponsors. Thanks again to Shore Shooters for sponsoring this episode.